You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview. All right, on the line I have producer Greg Vadinsky from Tempest Entertainment, who is the producer of the movie Z, which I have just reviewed. And how are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. I thank you very much for taking the time to call me here inside the mothership.
Sure. You got to promote the film.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd be happy to help you promote it, too, because it is, of course, of my very favorite genre of all times. It's a zombie movie. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. Always love zombie movies. And it wasn't the thing I liked the most about your particular zombie movie is that you had – it wasn't just like A Night of the Living Dead where some people were locked in a house and they stay in the house and they don't get out of the house. You know, you went through several different stages where they had to, you know, go to get supplies, have to get a vehicle, have to get a new vehicle. Then they run across, the bad guys, because people suck more than zombies.
That's right. We try to make it a movie that went place to place fast, a lot of action, and that was the idea from the get-go.
Yeah, it was really cool because nobody really saw that they were going to be running into, the bad guys, the humans. And, all of a sudden you're like, well, wait, that sounds kind of fishy. They're getting lured someplace. I just know it. They're getting lured somewhere. Something's not going to be good,
Our writer-director, Michael, sat down at the beginning when he did the thing. And he said, we're going to have a twist sort of like a little more than halfway through. And that's when it occurs. That was a planned thing from the beginning. He just didn't want it to just be a series of endless running away from the creatures. He wanted to throw an element no one would see coming. And that's what he did it for. So I think it worked.
For sure. Because, there would be people out there like that. There would be people that would take advantage of other people's supplies, things of that nature. And your zombies would eventually become the least of your worries.
That's right. He based the thing on the survivalist mentality that's going on now. And thought, maybe the real enemy is us. And so that's the way we went with it. I think it works really well. That was actually the favorite part of the filming for the whole cast and crew. They enjoyed that part of it more than anything.
There's nothing from a director's point of view too. It's like you had an awful lot of stuff shot from inside of a minivan. How hard was it to shoot some of this stuff in it? It was clearly a moving minivan.
Well, of course, everything was handheld. The sound was also being run with a bit of gear sort of strapped to the cameraman in most instances. Once in a while, we had a sound person in there with them, but usually we try to get everything economized in size down as small as possible and just let him move around and focus on each character. We have our own Tempest self-made and self-designed little rig that sort of is like a Steadicam, and it works the same way, but we designed it so it's much smaller and able to fit in areas that even the standard Steadicams can't. So that's what did it, and then that was a large van. Of course, the van broke down at one point, and then the window wouldn't go up at one point. Trying to shoot in this thing, it was just out to get us, but it was fun. It was cramped. Lots and lots of days to get those shots. And if you notice in the background, there's nobody there. We cleared streets, but we also just lucked out. A lot of that was happy accidents, man.
A lot of that stuff that goes on in the background, it's like, when you're on obviously you don't have millions of dollars for your budgets, you can't say, oh, I'm shutting down the city. Everybody has to leave. You can't do that. So you got to hope that, while you're driving by, Mr. Jones isn't getting his newspaper off of his porch in the background,
That's it. Yeah, a lot of it was shot very early in the morning when no one was up. The sun had just come up, and we did a lot of those early morning shoots so that we could sort of just like make up for the amount of people that would be around, during the regular part of the day.
Yeah, I'm sure it helps too having, obviously, a producer or director and all, several eyes on the shot too, to make sure when you're shooting at that moment that you didn't accidentally get something in the background.
We have these two sisters that came on working with us, the Razapovitz sisters, Amy and Roberta, and they seem to have eyes all around their heads, eagle eyes. They'll go, wait, there's a burn gunner. We don't even see them. It's like 500 yards down the road, just see somebody moving. So they were excellent about being out in the road and, making sure we didn't have a single body moving at all. And I think there's one, honestly, I'll fess up here, I think there's one error somewhere in the film. They told me they saw a person up way down the road in one shot, but I've never seen it. I don't know which one they're talking about.
Oh, man, I could point out dozens in mine.
We got had a strange thing that happened, too. Amanda Japp, who plays the one girl who has to shoot someone that's close to her in the film. Ironically, in the previous film, Nightfall, she had a character where she also had to shoot somebody. It just worked out that way. We didn't plan her to have the same kind of thing. But, you know, in this scene, you know, the person gets infected and knows that she's dying, and Amanda has to kill her. And in the previous film, it was her boyfriend, and she had to kill him. So it's like, she's what is it? I'm a gunslinger now. So she's developed a career of being like a weapons babe with us. So we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah, so go, if you want to talk just a little bit about your other film, too, it was Nightfall. That's the name of that one.
Right.
And that one is aliens taking over the Earth.
Yes, Nightfall's done in the style of sort of found footage. The camera that is found at the beginning of the film, it says the government found it, and only part of what they found was usable as far as the footage goes. And, you know, what you're seeing is what was usable. And it's done very convincingly. That was a much harder shoot, I think, to pull off, just because the poor guy behind the camera had to not only be the cameraman, but had to voice all the lines that his character was supposed to be saying in response to the ones that were on camera. And then, of course, that was redubbed later. By an actor. But it worked really well, and the film was very claustrophobic and centers not on the aliens, but rather on the breakdown of the characters as the world gets closer and closer to them and these unknown entities are coming to get them, and they're just trying to survive. So that one's a different piece entirely. If you like those kind of smaller films, that's the one for you. If you like the big crazy stuff, that's Z. So I think we're covered on both bases so far.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You definitely got not only two different genres there, but two totally different styles of filmmaking.
Right.
Really, because when you do that whole point of view, you know, this is the actors themselves filming what's happening through their own cameras. You can either really succeed or really fail. And, you know, for example, obviously, the Blair Witch Project was one of the first ones really that did that, that I can recall anyway. And it was a huge success. Everybody loved it, you know, even though some people thought it was cheesy, but those people that thought it was cheesy went and seen it, right?
Yeah.
And everybody went and seen that movie. But then when they came out with Clover, was it Cloverleaf or what?
Cloverfield,
yeah. I actually was physically ill while watching that movie because it was too much jittery. I mean, they actually had a camera in a guy's hand while he was running, and he was running without trying to film. So it's swinging back and forth with his arm for like a minute and a half, and I had to look away from the camera. So you did a really good job at making it look like he's actually holding the camera and filming through it, but not being ridiculous with it either, where I can't see the other characters.
Exactly. Well, the plan there was to try to minimize that. Now, there was a lot cut out that we said we couldn't use for that very reason, so you actually nailed something right on the head here. It was, you know, we watched it and went, ugh, it's making us sick looking at the editing. So cut to a different angle, cut to something else, or cut away to a character's reaction so we can minimize that jitteriness, and then it worked. We did it right. So I think that way we're covered. I think most people agree that the film doesn't make them sick, except for the plot line.
If aliens were attacking, okay, I mean, it would be from our point of view. We're not going to see inside the mothership. We're not going to see inside of the crafts. You know, we're not going to be outside watching these big things moving around. It would be more from inside, hearing the noise outside and getting the reports from television and the breakdown of everybody inside, not knowing what's happening outside.
Exactly. You wouldn't know what to do, where to go. And in the film, that one there, they just don't know whether they should go outside, if it's safer there, if they're safer in the house or what. So it just starts to be panic and confusion. And that's what we try to do. You know, ultimately, some of them make the decision to leave. And, well, you see how that turns out, good and bad. So I'm not going to give it away, of course. But I think I probably would have gone out. I don't think I would have stayed in the house, knowing that I heard them coming in. Probably would just run for it. Maybe in the big outdoors, you have more chance to hide somewhere.
Right. Generally, my thought is if they're looking for you, they pretty much are going to assume you are in your houses, right?
Right.
So exactly. I'm going to go where people wouldn't normally be. You know, I'm going to hide in the sewers, you know, in some place like that.
Yeah. I don't think they did go there. But the craft in the movie are actually, they're walking down the road. You hear the noise and the characters talk about it, that one of them stepped on a house and just obliterated it. So right there, why would you want to stay in a house? You know they can squash you.
Right.
You're somewhere.
At least in Z, you can, like, barricade the door, you know? The zombies aren't going to crash through the roof.
Right. Yeah, you can kill the zombies, but you can't kill these things.
You know, that's why. Back to the Z thing and zombie movies. That's an approach I haven't seen taken in a long time because of the fact that zombie movies have become such a mainstream genre now. So many people are making zombie movies that nobody makes a zombie movie anymore where somebody's going, well, what is happening really? What is this thing? Why is this you know, everybody's like, that's a freaking zombie, man. you know?
Yeah, but we've become inundated, and I think so many people are just used to it. And so that, then, yeah, the characters are like, okay, yeah, you know what this is. I don't know what to do with this. This is an interesting genre, and I don't know where it's going to end up. I don't know if they're going to just continue copying each other or somebody's going to strike out with something just totally amazing. I hope it goes that way. I mean, I know what we're working on, and there's some good ideas there, but they're not finalized. I couldn't tell you we have a Z2 that's ready to go. It's been discussed and formulated, but we don't really know how we're going to end it yet.
Right.
Yeah, maybe next year. Right. We have, you know, 8 other films in the can right now that are in post-production. And
nice.
A new one, not a horror one, coming out next, a comedy, actually. But the thing is Tempest sort of always overcooks the dinner. We just have all 4 burners going at once, and then we let the best dish be served, and that's just the way it has been. Whichever one rises to the top over the others, as far as we think it's a good release, it's a timely release, and it's entertaining, we go for it. We're out of Central Florida, based on the Space Coast, Brevard County. So we're all through Brevard. I mean, we've got several different locations in Brevard, Melbourne and Titusville primarily, but also Cocoa in that area. So anybody from down here would know what I'm talking about. It's quite spread out. We're probably, the total company is spread over maybe almost 50 miles apart. And we just get together and work on various things. We've got audio in one place, we've got video in another place. Of course, the locations are great because they're so nice down here. They just let us do whatever we want. They're crazy. Not like LA at all.
Yeah, they start getting a little stuffy, start holding their hand out. You got to pay me for this, and you got to get a permit for this, and a permit for that.
Yeah, not sure in Brevard County. You can pretty much run crazy on the streets and get away with anything you want. So we have.
For sure.
No nudity. No nudity yet, but we're working on it. Public nudity, who knows?
So you said you have all these movies in the can. Do you have any that you're planning on filming anytime soon? Like, what's
we're starting a film called Autumn in Florida, actually, next month, February. And that's also a comedy, but it's got some dark elements in it. The reason we're doing this is we're diversifying the company, so we're in several different markets. And we've got so much response from Europe on the real dark horror ones. We've got so much response from the United States on the lighter horror ones and also the comedies that we're just kind of trying both things, and I think it's working. When holiday season comes out next, which is a delayed release, it was supposed to be Christmas, but we had some problems with some technical junk at the last minute on the master itself. When that comes out, it's going to, I think, open people's eyes as to the fact that Tempest can do a lot more, because it's nothing horrible about it. We shouldn't really be talking about it on your show, but that's the next film. So holiday season, then we start filming Autumn in Florida, which there is no autumn in Florida. That's the joke.
There is no autumn in Florida. Yeah, I guess.
No, it just transcends from summer goes, just gets a little cooler, and it gets into what they call winter, which is where we are now, which I'm out on my porch at the moment with hardly anything on, talking to you. I shouldn't say that over the radio. But it's just fine. It's nice outside. It's not cold at all.
You suck.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's 31 degrees here right now. 31 degrees.
I would put it at around 68.
Oh, man. It must be nice for filming outside, you know. You can film outside just pretty much anytime you want, just like a windbreaker.
Yeah, we film year-round, except we try to avoid outdoor scenes in the summer just because it hits 100% humidity and it's in the 90s, and that kills our crew. We did it once with a film called Blood Moon, which may be the next release after holiday season, and it was brutal. We said we'd never do that again. Everybody was having heat stroke and just sitting there, you know, panting like racehorses. So horrible to do that. No summer shooting for Tempest, thank you.
Yeah,
we need a nice claustrophobic piece, you know, shot in someone's bathroom for 90 minutes in the air conditioning. That'd be perfect to do in the summer.
Sure, yeah. That's probably why they made Hostel. They were like, it's cold outside, man. Let's shoot a whole movie in one room and just a huge gallon of, you know, bucket full of blood.
That's it. I, you know, the more with low-budget filmmaking, I think the way it's going is that how many sets can you do away with? How many actors can you do away with? Not killing them off, but I mean actually avoiding having in the script from the beginning, you know, making it a small piece that's still entertaining all the way through. That's my personal goal with what I'm writing, and I know Michael's going in that direction with the next projects. So Yeah, we'll do a big blockbuster type thing once a year, but mostly these small ones seem to be, people love it because the characters are stronger.
Yeah, you get to know the individual characters rather than the whole group, you know, as you just kind of go through something really fast. Because it's kind of tough when you're filming and you got, like, you know, set, like, you during Z, I mean, you had a lot of main characters, and they pretty much went through the movie. I mean, you didn't, like, kill them all off real fast either, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They went through the movie. That's a lot of hassle.
That's right. And it's funny that we've had bad luck with a couple of actors. We've had this poor people who, like, died. The first one that dies in one movie ends up having a heart attack later on in real life. And then another one actually physically died in an accident. We've already had that happen to us. So Tempest is slowly becoming known as the cursed company. So everybody in holiday season is going, uh-oh, one of us is doomed. Because we're so far one-to-one, man. Two movies released and two dead. Well, one bad heart attack and one dead person.
Wow.
So, I don't know what's going to happen there. If we ever wrote a book and told everybody what has happened to this company and what we've learned so quickly, I think every filmmaker in the world would want to read it because it's just been everything you can imagine. I could tell you 3 hours worth of stories, you know, literally nonstop.
I'm sure.
And it's just nuts. It's amazing. This area, especially because they're not used to us, we've had so many funny people intercede with the filming. Just come in, you know, hey, can I be in your movie? Like, with those $20. I paid them right there on the street, so we put them in the background.
$20, stand over here, we're going to splash you with some blood and tear your shirt.
Unfortunately, that film hasn't been released yet. But he's probably wondering where $20 went. So. I don't know.
Well, I do thank you very much for taking the time to give me a call here and talking to me a little bit about your films.
No problem. I enjoyed it anytime, and but I'm going to go watch yours now. You got me excited. I want to go see what else you're doing.
Excellent. I'm gonna maybe I'll package up part two then and send it over, because that's when I jumped to full HD and it got went from an hour and a half to 2 hours and got all ridiculous and over crazy. Yeah, I bit off more than I could chew that time. I did.
I want to see it. Yeah, definitely.
But real quick before you get out of here, though, I want to get some people's contact. You know, your contact information out there for people who might want to contact you about possibly if they're in the area, if they want to be in one of your films or just want to check out your movies online. Where can they contact you at?
Well, the best bet to see them online would be Amazon, just because you can see you know, the films the quickest. They download the best on there. So I would say Amazon.com, and you go to the Amazon Instant Videos, which is one of the pull-down tabs on the front page, and you click on that and just type in Tempest Entertainment. You'll find our movies. But if you want to search for a specific one, it's better to go Tempest Entertainment Nightfall or Tempest Entertainment Z, and just the letter Z. You don't have to put anything else after that. And then the website is www.tempest-entertainment.com. And email, my direct email, I don't mind giving out because I love talking to people, so that's great. It'll be greg@tangopalace.com. That's tango, like the dance, palace, like your house, .com.
All right, excellent. All right, well, again, thank you very much. I do appreciate you talking to me, and I wish nothing but the best for you and all the movies that you currently have and all the movies that you're going to make in the future.
And you yourself. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And you have a fantastic day.
You too. Happy New Year.
Bye. Bye.